My Funny Valentine tonight, Orpheum Theater. You can check out the show. Get your tickets to Orpheum Box Office or log onto their website. If you just Google the Orpheum Theater, you will find them there. And the stars of tonight's show, My Funny Valentine, joining us here, Pat Hazel and Dina Blizzard. First off, Pat, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I'm cold.
Yeah, well, I get that.
Weather report, cold.
Dina, thanks so much for joining us here this morning.
Thank you. This is fabulous.
Well, I know, Dina, you're from New Jersey originally, so you get some weather like this.
We get some, but this is ungodly. We were both saying this is a special kind of place right now.
Pat, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Omaha, so we saw snow.
Oh, yeah,
I used my driver's license as an ice scraper.
You know, absolutely.
Those latex ones that were, you know, laminated, that was your go-to if you didn't have a...
My other back in the day was the cassette box.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you open that up. But it would break sometimes.
Right, so. And it would get moisture in there, and then it would get on your tape, right?
Yes, exactly. And then you had the designated pencil to wind it back up and everything,
right,
too.
Right.
All right, well, tonight, My Funny Valentine at the Orpheum Theater. Let's talk a little bit about the show. Where did the idea come from, and how did the two of you hook up to do this?
It was my bad idea. but I will say, inviting Dina on board has made it a great deal of fun.
That's a great idea.
Well, it is, because she's, you know, beautiful and talented.
Hilarious.
Oh, God, help us. So we really literally don't rehearse, and we don't, you know, we have perspectives, and she has a female perspective and a mom perspective and a geyser lousy perspective,
yes,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the fun of it is that because we're not a married couple, we can say what we want. You know, when you go out with a bickering couple.
We sound like a married couple.
We do.
So I would like to preface that.
Right. People look at us and go, oh, I would not want to have dinner with those two people.
Yeah.
And we all know that couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
But you kind of then want to avoid them because you're like, oh, those two, they're always. But I think
but
we do
we're
it
at
in
least
a
funny about
good
it.
Good spirited,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. And so each of us are comedians in our own right. And so Pat has a show, and I have a show. And so we met just through the entertainment. And then Pat was like, "Do you want to hang out with me in the coldest places possible while we talk about love?" I was like, "Yeah, this is a great idea. Sign me up."
Right.
So here we are.
And the problem is it does always happen in February. Like, we only do this for a limited engagement. And it's great fun. We hop from city to city, but there's never Hawaii.
But those cities, yeah, it's never Hawaii or someplace tropical.
I mean, maybe changing the name to My Funny 4th of July Love. Or
yes,
something.
That would be such a good idea, Tom.
My Explosive Love.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Pat Hazel and Dina Blizzard joining us here this morning. The show tonight at the Orpheum Theater, 7:30. My Funny Valentine. So initially, was the show scripted at all?
Well, here's what is scripted, and I would say loosely scripted. But Dina has is a stand-up, accomplished stand-up, and so forth. So she has her act, and I have my act. These are different, really, from the shows we do. She tours in a show called One Funny Mother, and I've been here in Galesburg at the Orpheum in a show called The Wonder Bread Years. But I don't do material from that show in this. So we're looking at different parts of our lives and a little more irreverent and, you know, contemporary about dating and romance and divorce. And because now I have the whole gambit on my.
Yeah, you got a lot of material there.
Some people will relate to it.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know, second love, which I just can't wait for. So we actually come out together. We do some unscripted comments of the day and the travel and whatever it is, which is always fun because it's like surfing a wave. You know, we just get into it and try to hit the pipeline. You know, for those of you surfing in this area.
I was going to say hit the pipeline.
I have no idea. I've never surfed.
About.
But then we each take the stage on our own for a period of time. And the great fun at the end is that we answer questions that the audience has anonymously written on index cards in the lobby. And so we see them on stage and we take them one at a time.
Yeah, those are always very funny.
So you're kind of giving great relationship advice? Is that what it comes
down
to?
I wouldn't call it great. I would call it advice.
It's not, it's not sanctioned by any kind of.
I don't know that it'll help people. They might be worse
But we
off.
Do. I will say this. The heartbreak for me is that sometimes the question is deeply serious. And we try not to belittle that. Like if somebody says, is there love after 75? Or, you know, yes, I believe that's to be true and so forth. But it's not hilarious.
Yeah, so, but I love after 75 is like, can you get me a coffee so I don't have to get up?
It's different.
It's a different kind
it
of
It is different. Like, in
like
fact,
my
remember,
legs hurt.
Remember the guy who said that this is sort of a practical couple and he's sort of known to be cheap. But for the Christmas or for the Valentine's card, he takes her to Walgreens and they look at the rack and he hands her one and she reads it and then they put it back and then they go out to lunch. Like, they don't, they're smart enough, they don't spend
the
money.
They don't need to spend that $3. Right?
Yeah. And they're perfectly happy.
Yeah, no.
Comedians Pat Hazel and Dina Blizzard joining us. My Funny Valentine tonight at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets still available for that. You can get them at the Orpheum box office. Also on their website, orpheum.org. If you just Google Orpheum Theater Galesburg, it'll come up for you. All right, so Dina, I want to start with you a little bit about history. Former Miss New Jersey, 1995.
Thank you. Only you and my mom talk about that still. So thank you for saying it.
We were speculating, though, because of the movie Miss Congeniality.
Yes.
Are you really a comic or are you undercover?
Ooh.
Right? No one's ever said that. She was Miss New Jersey. Of course she would have to be Miss New Jersey.
Good for Tom. Very
to have a ridiculous movie like that, which was also an awesome movie.
One of the greatest trips in all movies, when she trips and falls on the hill.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. But people always ask me if my talent was comedy at Miss America. It wasn't. It was piano, which was dumb, because then I probably would have won. But I didn't. I found out I was funny at Miss America. You know, like everybody else was like trying to win, and I was like, ha-ha, knuckle-knuckle. Like, just stupid. I don't know why I thought I was there.
She got Miss Conviviality.
Yeah, nobody thought I was going to win. They were like, but she's funny. So I found out that I could tell stories and, you know, just kind of have a good time and chat with people. But it wasn't until 7 years later when I turned 30 that I became a stand-up. Wow.
So even like growing up as a kid, were you not even the funny one in the family?
No, my sister's the funny one in our family. I'm very quiet. I actually find that most comedians, not now.
Oh, how I would have loved to know you then. That would have been, I want to build a time machine.
You tell me if you find this to be true, but I actually find that most comedians I know were never like class clown. Right. They were usually the quiet ones. And the ones who were the class clowns are the ones that would never get up on stage and never go tell a joke. And my son just started doing stand-up. And you know how they do this? Superlatives. So he's a freshman in college, and they started giving out the superlatives, and he got like, you know, most likely to be, you know, in television something. Ah. But he wanted the funny one, and they gave it to somebody else, and he was like, and I was like, Dean, I was like, just so you know, none of this matters, like in life. Like, it's not predictive of what you're going to be doing in your life.
You'll have more fun at the class reunion in 20 years when you're
back.
Of course.
I actually went to my class reunion, my 10-year reunion, after having just been on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Really?
I had nothing to show to for myself. Like, if that wouldn't have happened, I was like, maybe I wouldn't
have
gone.
But you
like,
have to go.
But I was like,
did you hand out pictures of you and Johnny Carson?
But guys that used to beat me up and stuff were coming up to introduce their wife.
Wow.
And, like, and I was like, you used to beat me up. And they're like, no, I was always a fan. No, you were never.
Oh, my gosh. You used to hit me in the face with your fist.
Yeah. But they did. Here's what I heard one time, and it's an interesting correlation, is that there's a difference between a class comedian and a class clown.
What's the difference?
Well, the comedian is the observant thinking guy, and he's the one that puts the class clown up to taking his pants off and running across the football field. Those guys will do anything you tell them.
So like the writer, so to speak, I guess.
Or the conniver. One of those words would work.
We're going to have fun tonight, though. I have to tell that it's important when it's this cold that people know they get free heat with their ticket. Right?
Maybe a cuddle. Maybe a snuggle.
Yes. A post show cuddle.
Post show snuggle. Spoon.
Maybe slap by the person next to you.
We're going to have a good time. And it counts. You know how, I don't know if you're a church goer or not, but sometimes if you go on a Saturday at 5, it counts for church the next day. This counts for Valentine's Day. Like if you buy a ticket to this, it's sort of the
love is already there. The love will ride you into the 14th.
Right. It counts. So any guys that are like, I don't know, I don't have any plans, start it tonight.
Yeah. And comedy is a good gift. Like, I don't want flowers. Like, I'm over, like, the very traditional, like, I don't know. I can buy my own chocolate. But comedy is a good, because you know why? Because if men buy tickets or the women just buy the tickets, I have so many people, because there's not a lot of female comics, sadly. Pat knows that.
Only the best are working.
That's right. But I really think that when I'm up there, you can see the women just kind of hitting their husbands going, that is totally you. Right there. What she just said is truth right there.
Right.
So we get a lot of that.
Yeah, and guys need that sometimes. Yeah.
Well, and I think that women being, you know, backed up in their argument is a great gift.
And I will say this again. It's an easy... This is the secret. I'm going to tell you the secret, guys.
Secret.
Well, there are two secrets.
Okay.
One, women love fresh vacuum tracks.
That's true.
So I always say to guys, you don't have to vacuum. You don't even have to plug it in. Drag that thing across the carpet a few times.
Very
but
hot.
That's one
very
inside
that makes
secret.
Us
but
very
secondly,
hot.
men are riddled with confusion about Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. right? You know, if you get flowers, they're going to die a week later. If you do this thing,
yeah,
like you always think you're going to go wrong. Mm-hmm. If you don't get reservations soon enough, then you end up getting it in a crappy place.
We're like at 11 o'clock at
it's
night.
Terrible. But here's the thing. A comedy show, it's like buying lingerie. You're buying it for yourself. You buy tickets to a comedy show.
Do you buy a lot of lingerie for yourself?
I've never done that. But I was thinking that I couldn't do that. Like when I was married, I thought, if I buy something from this Victoria's Secrets catalog, she's going to know I was looking at the Victoria's Secret catalog.
We already know that.
Right. So, you know. I'm just saying there's a problem.
It's confirmed is what you're saying.
I'm not. My permanent record is sealed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm not Jeff Bezos here. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving it all up. Mm-hmm. But I do think a comedy show is two things. One, it's a good bond in laughing and coupling and so forth. But it's also a relaxed...
coupling.
Well, what do the kids call it today? Shut up.
You're so old.
I am old.
Coupling.
That's the people
who
I'm inviting.
Coupling. You literally sound like a grandpa when you just said coupling.
All right.
Just so you know, I'll be bringing the young portion of the show, and Pat will be bringing the old man coupling words.
Oh, Lord.
To the show.
Okay. Come out in your prams and your, you know, whatever, Suris with the fringe on top. And
are you going to take your teeth out during the show, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't take teeth out. You're giving people the wrong impression. You're scaring them off. I really think that.
It's going to be a great
the best show. Laughter is the best foreplay.
Is
that, can I say
you
that?
You can say that.
There
that
you
is,
go.
That is
that'll
good.
Work. Pat Hazel, Dina Blizzard, comedians. Tonight, it is My Funny Valentine at the Orpheum Theater. You can get your tickets at the Orpheum box office. Also online at the Orpheum's website. So you mentioned the class comedian. Was that you growing up?
I was also... My mom said a pensive child at eight. Like, I was observant. I paid attention. Mm-hmm. I was not popular.
No. Believe you.
Why are you confirming that so
that.
Quickly? But what was interesting is that by high school, I had learned magic tricks. I was doing card tricks and different things. And even though I was a complete dork, like cheerleaders and people were parading me around to lunch tables. Oh, show them this trick. Show this. We need to raise money for the dance. Come with us, you know. So I was sort of like a jester or a sidekick that people just hauled around. And that gave me, you know, ostensibly stage time early. You know, so I did that. I performed on the street corners. I did in
I did too, but did not you? With magic.
Oh, well. Much better money. Much better
much
money.
Much better money than your magic,
right.
I'll tell you that.
But we were both being paid
speaking
for the tricks.
Street corners.
Yes. Yes. Cheers.
Oh, man.
So you can see we do not rehearse because otherwise it would be going much better.
Yeah. Not necessary at all.
This is a beautiful theater, though. My recollection of the Galesburg Theater is that it's a well-traveled. It's been around a long time, right?
Yeah, a lot of vaudeville shows back in the day.
We heard about Jenny, Back Jenny and Fanny Bryce.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, maybe you could show your Fanny Bryce tonight.
Maybe.
Right.
That'll cost
more.
It's going to cost you more to see my Fanny Bryce.
Maybe I didn't mean it that way.
It costs more on the street corner of New Jersey, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Pat Hazel, Dina Blizzard joining us. So Pat, you went on. How did it come about that you were one of the original writers on Seinfeld?
It was a purely, really kind of a lucky thing. I had been an opening act a few times for Jerry, and I submitted a play that I wrote to Castle Rock when they were looking for writers. And the partner and I who wrote that play got the first two jobs writing on the show. And at the time, they didn't know what it was. It was called The Seinfeld Chronicles, and it was Larry, David, Jerry, and my friend Matt and I. And, you know, we were kind of like... We had the keys to TV for a second. We didn't know what to do, right? So we went to lunch, and there was a talk about, hey, we can't write like something that's already on TV. We don't want to be derivative of Murphy Brown or something. Let's just write something that entertains ourselves. And Jerry and Larry had a very clear vision. And I have to say, it was a really fun ride in the sidecar of show business because, you know, they didn't break the rules, but they kind of redesigned it, which was instead of everything being a family unit, it was more relevant in that people's friends were their family. Mm-hmm. Who they hung out with was the people they spent more time with. So he kind of, I think, started that wave. And through that, I drew the short straw and was their studio audience warm-up comedian for 75 episodes or something. And, you know, got to be a write American Express commercials for him and so forth. So when you're a mechanic in a guy's shop like Jerry, you like want to be as good as you can. And I know you did a lot of warm up as well and so forth.
I did.
You learn in those situations just to be present, right? You're in conditions where bells are ringing and cameras are going and things or whatever, and you can't just do your act and think you're going to survive. You have to kind of be answering questions.
So during those days, working full time, did you have time to do work on any solo stuff, stand up, or anything like that?
I did do stand up. I went out on, at night or on weekends. And there, at the beginning of that series, you probably remember they used to do more interstitial stand up.
Yeah.
That tied into the show.
Right.
So Jerry and I did a lot of writing of that specific stuff. And then eventually, and he won out rightfully. Larry David said, "You're taking away story time. Like, I need those few minutes back to finish telling the story."
Is that why they'd stop doing
it? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was kind of a, you know, wait, we need these extra. And he got powerful enough that Larry would say to the network, I need this to be an hour episode. I got to tell more story, right? And they were like, okay, you know. I mean, it was a very fun journey to be on. And all of that cast were very clever and fun to work with. And, you know, Jason Alexander, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, they just couldn't be nicer people.
So. You've both done a lot of TV, and whether it's writing or performing and stand-up. What's the tougher thing, or what's the hardest part of the job, or most intimidating? Is it doing the TV shows, or is it actually doing your act, or...
I don't know. We're in so many different things now. I definitely think that warm-up was the hardest I ever worked.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, when you're on camera, you're on stage, it's difficult, you know, you have to get ready and all of that. But I think the amount of energy when you're on a stage for 5 hours entertaining 300 people, you know, there's just a certain amount of stamina. I think you start to pace yourself. You know, there's like the long game, there's the short game.
Right.
I think even in radio, you know, I think that what you guys do is, you know, is amazing. And it's such a different form of entertainment. So, you know, I think all of those things kind of teach you a different skill set and teach you a different timing.
It was heavy lifting. And sometimes, you know, when you start, you're happy to have the job,
yeah,
and it pays well, and you're sort of enthusiastic. And the more you do it,
yeah,
you think, it's not that you get jaded, but I used to always say, no question is dumb, right, to the audience. I say, feel free to ask anything. Do you want to know what that guy does for a living, mm-hmm, how much that guy makes, whatever? And then at some point, people ask questions, and you just look at them like you give them a stink eye. But no, like somebody said to me, is this a repeat? I'm like, we're shooting the stupid thing. Like I just want to explode. I go, if you think you know how it ends, why don't you tell us? You know,
kind of feel like Bob Knight in a post-game press conference.
There you
right?
go. You know? Yeah, yeah. But I mean, so it's funny that you know, I did it as a means to an end, which was I was making money as a warm-up so that I could produce my first play. And all I was doing was counting the money in my head, like, okay,
yeah,
like a losing boxer. If I stay in this ring, yeah, until the end of the fight, they're,
yeah,
going to give me half the money.
A lot more money, yeah, yeah. And I think that once you do warm up, I think you can do anything. I think that, you know, I was a good comic going into warm up. Coming out of warm up, I think I was just totally on point. You just stop thinking, because you can't think for 5 hours a day doing warm up. You just, at some point, you just stop thinking. You just kind of be in the moment, which is why I think that part at the end when we talk to the audience is so fun. It's just kind of like, yeah, you know what? I'm a little bit pissed off today. Ask me. You're going to get real Dina. You're going to get like Tuesday night Dina right now.
And stand up, to be honest, once you have a, your personality, you have a voice, you have a personal point of view, this is the funnest and safest moment of the day. There's nothing to be afraid of, because you get to express yourself and audience laughs, you know, everybody feels good. So it's kind of like, hey, the phone's not going to ring. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to ask me, you know, to drop them off at soccer. Like, this is the safe spot.
It is.
You know,
fun.
So it's the getting there and the flight and the this thing, you know, that all adds up.
Dina Blizzard, Pat Hazel tonight, My Funny Valentine, Orpheum Theater. All right, so Dina, former Miss New Jersey, done a lot of TV, stand-up comic. Pat, Showtime declared you one of the 5 funniest people in America. What's more intimidating, you working with the former Miss New Jersey,
ooh,
or you working with one of the 5 funniest?
I had
funniest
no idea
Showtime.
He had that credit. I think he
up. No, I did not make it up.
Wow.
Showtime. It was the year
the declaration. It's got to be in print somewhere, right?
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. No, Ellen DeGeneres actually won that contest.
She did.
We were in the final 5 people, but she won
who
it deservingly.
The other 3 people?
Never heard of them. They don't call. They don't write. You know. But anyway, I would say it's probably more intimidating for her to work with me. Is that the
wow?
Answer?
You had the opportunity to be gracious. You had it. You were at the precipice.
I was.
And I thought it could go either way right here.
It was so close.
And you really...
But I will say, with her, how funny she is and how good-looking I am, they are going to have... They are going to have a good time
wow.
tonight. What? Am I
wow.
not?
Wow.
What? That was a compliment.
I feel a little sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I'll honest. Take your meds. And
I mean, were you ever Mr. Omaha? Or?
No,
well,
but
he was Mr. Something.
No, I will. I can say this.
What? Say it. Were you in a pageant?
No, but I was born in Passaic, New Jersey, and you don't know that. So,
how does this mean anything?
Because you're a former Miss New Jersey, you would think, as one of your constituents, you would be more polite to me. You didn't know that I was born in New Jersey because I don't tell people.
In the rules, it lets us hate one person from Menifee County, and I chose you from Passaic, so I could put you on the list.
Tom Meredith, you're really a fun guy. Do people call in with their questions to you on this kind of stuff?
No.
No.
No, they don't want my opinion on anything.
What's your take on Valentine's Day and love?
I'm with you in the flowers. My whole thing has always been, well, they're going to die soon.
That's right. My whole thing. It's
the chocolates are going to make her fat. And, you know what I mean? Like anything that you do, you can talk your way out.
Wow.
Yeah.
But if you don't get the chocolates,
what are you trying to tell me? You're trying to tell me I'm getting fat? Yeah.
Here's the thing. If we could do it the way we did in elementary school, right? You like one girl. You send all the girls Valentine's, right? And hoping that she looks at it and thinks, this guy really means it.
She gets
a sack of 50 of them, but still, hopefully, this is the guy that means it, right?
Be mine.
Yeah. Right. You know what? I heard this year.
They were running out?
No, there was a transition. I think it might have been the Necco Wafer Company or somebody who used to make those little conversation hearts, they call them, right? They're not being distributed this year because another company bought them and they didn't have enough in the line or something. So this is going to be a dormant year for the first time in 60 years.
All the love will go
away. Yeah. I think they're all being printed hashtag
it's basically Me like
Too
the
now.
Story. Yeah.
Right? No hearts.
It really is.
This year. No hearts this year.
It's spreading hate this year.
That's terrible.
Tonight, Orpheum Theater, My Funny Valentine. If you love what you heard here, you're going to hear more of it. And even
if you liked it or weren't that happy,
even so,
there's still a lot more of it.
If you think you're funnier, come out.
Yes.
There is that portion.
Challenge
us. Yeah.
Grudge match.
Yeah.
Loser wears a weasel suit.
What?
Dina Blizzard, Pat Hazel, My Funny Valentine tonight. And you can find both of them, find more information on them online. It'll be easy to find. Guys, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Tom.
Break a leg tonight.
Good.